call the Senate Resources Committee to order. It's 4-6 on the 5th. Let the record show that Senator Zoroff, Senator Fanning, Senator Jaluski, Senator Fisher, Senator Coghill are present. We have today three bills that we're going to do quickly. We'd like to move them rather quickly if we could. The first bill is Senate Joint Resolution 71 relating to the British fur labeling, sponsored by Senator Binkley. The resolve says, be it resolved, Alaska Legislature that the state of Alaska stands firmly opposed to the proposal by the British Ministry of Fur Trade, and be it further resolved, Alaska Legislature that the state of Alaska respectfully requests the Prime Minister and the Parliament of Great Britain to rescind its proposal by the British Ministry of Trade and Industry, and it has to do with marking animals that they're caught with a trap. Do we have anybody signed up? Nobody here? Senator Fisher?
Mr. Chairman, thank you. I move Senate Joint Resolution Number 71 out of committee with major recommendation.
Any objection? No objection. If so ordered. Our next order of business is committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 40, Petroleum Research and Development. It's sponsored by Senator by Representative Jim Zwacky. Jim, you want to come up and give your testimony, sponsor's testimony?
Okay, here's where you lose me. I don't have a bill.
Here it is, right here.
Just follow our lead.
Right here.
There you go. Yes, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I appreciate being here today, and I'll keep my comments very short for you. Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 40, which is supported by Dr. Sharma, the research director of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and is also supported by the Fairbanks Northside Borough, and I apologize because I didn't put that letter in your packet either. Sends a message to our governor, our congressional delegation, and the Secretary of the Department of Energy of the importance of petroleum research and development to our state. The resolution acknowledges Alaska is the number one petroleum producing state in the country, and also that it has unique problems associated with the petroleum production within our state, and that it should be addressed through the nationally recognized petroleum development laboratory at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Also in your packet is a letter which was addressed to Senator Stevens March 9th from the Department of Energy, or to address certain steps being taken by the Energy Research Advisory Board to obligate congressional funds to establish a consortium of states and universities which would deal with the problems of declining domestic oil through extensive research and development. At this time, Alaska is being considered as one of the consortium groups through the university. Again, the resolution would bring further recognition to the state, to the Research Development Center at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I would request your support of the resolution.
Any questions of Representative Wacky?
Sure.
A lot of
boy
answers.
Yep. Let it boil.
Senator Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that committee substitute House Joint Resolution Number 40 resources be moved out of committee with individual recommendation.
Any objection? No objection. So ordered. And so, committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 40. Petroleum Research Development is passed from the committee with individual recommendations.
Chairman, thank you.
Thank you very much. Here you are. Our next order of business is committee substitute for House Bill 339 relating to the theft of timber. We have the sponsor, Representative Davis, is with us. Representative Davis, you want to come to the table and give us the sponsors? Do you know what we did to your bill?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Committee. I support the changes to the bill. I think it strengthened it, made a better bill. I'd be glad to go over the bill if you'd like. I think you've probably had this in your committee though before, but it's I do appreciate the opportunity to testify and would be glad to testify or answer questions if you'd like.
Is there any questions of the committee? Do you understand the bill? We had it. We sponsored it. We heard it. We didn't hear it? Oh, we were waiting for his to come across. Oh. All right. Is there any questions?
239.
Who's going to steal timber?
Is there anyone else to testify? Senator Fisher?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for House Bill number 339, Resources Out of Committee, and then we move the recommendation.
We did not adopt Committee Substitute.
Are we in adopted? No, I move for adoption.
Senate Committee Substitute, move for adoption of Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute as House Bill 339, Resources. Objection, objection, and so ordered. And so the Resources Committee substitute for House Bill 339 has been adopted. Now, Senator.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute House Bill number 339, Resources Out of Committee, with any good recommendation.
Any objection? No objection, and so ordered. And so, Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 339, Resources. Moved out of the committee with individual recommendation. There isn't anything else on my agenda, so that's my point, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
Thank you.
How about HB 364?
Okay. I've got a rack coming over. We're going to see where we can fit in tomorrow.
What about 364?
You got another.
I got a draft coming on.
Let's talk.
We need this bill. It's busy.
Doing state busy?
Straightening out the harvest is open really well.
Fisheries
violation. Is there any other business come before the committee?
Yeah. After we're through, could we try and I talk to you a little bit?
Yeah.
You three?
Yeah. No objection. Recess.